This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Blasting into your life for yet another hour, another day. Here we are on the DJV program. It looks like Tuesday, the 28th of May, is upon us. DJVers include, but are not limited to, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and all of you who are here for a ride, fast ride for some, slow ride for others, slow rider. A couple of quick things going on. Liz Cheney, who is Dick Cheney's daughter, third-ranking Republican in the House, claimed FBI officials who launched the investigation into Russian interference in our election could be guilty of treason. How many want to chew on that for a while? And then, let's see, the traffic jam on Mount Everest has a lot of people talking. You've heard the story from the survivor fellow in, is it Amishan Chauhan? I'm not sure how to pronounce the name. In the hospital recovering from frostbite, said climbers without basic skills ought to be barred to prevent a recurrence of the deadly season. Two people have died in the last couple of weeks? Or no, yeah, 10 people.
11 people.
This 11 week. People have died.
Yeah, there have been backups of like 250 to 300 people just walking in single file line. And then half of them die on the way
why?
Down.
Why?
Yeah.
Why
and
do so many people want to do this?
I don't get it.
Yeah, dead bodies all over.
How many people think they can do it without practicing and making it their life's work?
I don't know. The two people who died recently were both in the seven peak club where they'd done the six highest peaks on the other six continents, and so this was their last one. So obviously they were experienced.
They're dying.
Yeah.
That should tell everybody else not to do it if you're an amateur.
Hello. Amateurs not allowed. All right, let's bring it around to what the wind and the rain and the crackling of thunder and other things are bringing us, Jennifer Horn.
Well, it's been a tough weather week. There's been a lot of heat in the southeast. It was cold on the west coast. And then throughout the plains and the Midwest this week, lots of devastating severe weather. So what's happened so far? I guess two big tornadoes slammed through the Dayton, Ohio area on Monday night, just 30 minutes apart. Two really big severe tornadoes, according to the National Weather Service. The third injured several people in a town about 90 miles north of Dayton. The first tornado that hit Dayton crossed the I-75 north of the city around 11 p.m. It carried a tornado emergency warning, the highest the Weather Service actually doles out. The second crossed the highway about 3 miles away. There were no reported injuries or fatalities from those two suspected tornadoes, according to Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. But there needs to be some daylight to reveal more damage. Again, these were pretty late at night. So a lot of scary videos, a lot of pictures are littering Instagram. Seven people were injured in Salina when another suspected tornado touched down, according to Mercer County Emergency Management Services Director.
Them too.
Those got kind of confused.
Yeah, them guys.
There.
Those
three
guys.
People were seriously injured, but none of them were life-threatening. Then there were another four people who suffered minor injuries. So this is just more par for the course. They are saying things are supposed to settle down this week, which is the good news, because the last couple of weeks have been really tough, especially across the middle of the country.
Well, this is the time of year this happens. If you go back over the weekend, there were a couple of people that were killed and many more injured in a tornado near Oklahoma City. I think that was Saturday. There was another one Sunday. Yesterday, you're talking about up in Canada, even. They had some, and as usual, the trailer parks get it.
They're suspecting schools were damaged, homes, trees, the whole deal, and people are without power when that kind of stuff happens. There's still this morning, there's 500,000 people who are under tornado watch in southern Ohio.
Yeah, that's really, I have a friend who lives in Columbus, and he said that they're concerned about it, but they've had them before. I remember when I was in school, up in northwestern Ohio at Heidelberg, we had tornado warnings every year. People forget about that stuff. The Midwest gets it. And the season usually starts for these sorts of things around the 1st of April and goes until the 1st of June. That's when the seasons are changing, the weather patterns are colliding, the warm air bams into the cold air, and it creates all of this stuff. So, but this part of the world doesn't need any more rain, that's for sure.
Oh, farmers have a hard time. The flooding is so bad, too.
Yeah, the flooding's terrible.
That's going to cost us when we get to paying for food in the fall. It'll cost you. One clarification here, and usually, Jennifer, you're the go-to for stuff like this. I had no idea Steve Bannon was doing a GoFundMe page to buy land near El Paso and build a wall on his own. What is that? When did he get the idea, or what's
it? They're just talking about how there's this private group that he's a part of. I don't think he founded it, but I think they brought him in because they can use his name to help raise funds that are raising. Literally, they're doing GoFundMes to get money for the wall, and they have. They've raised millions of dollars so far to start building pieces of the wall. It's called We Build the Wall. So, yeah, that's been going on.
So are these people who have, like, construction experience, or is this just, like, when I went in my backyard and tried to build a fort, and then it, like, fell down after a day?
No. This is actually, it's pretty legit. It's actually, the guy that founded it's actually an Air Force veteran. And they put together this whole group that privately will build this wall. But they're doing it all up to code. They're doing it in conjunction with the government. There's a lot of current government officials who are actually still involved with the project. So they're just doing the fundraising on it.
Yeah. All right, so here we have a question being raised about who will be the next prime minister in England. A lot of European thought about this and unrest and whatever it is. Prime Minister May is all done next week, right? Isn't her time?
June 7th or 8th, so she's got a little bit,
Right. So they start a campaign. Is there an election? I'm trying to remember what happens from my history in England. Whether
it's going to take about 6 weeks, and there'll be an election. Yeah, and there's a bunch of people.
So who's in charge
while
she's, when there's nobody at 10 Downing Street? What happens?
I don't know.
Why doesn't
probably the person right underneath her.
Oh, really? All right, well, I'm not familiar. I thought when the one left, they wouldn't leave until there was somebody behind him.
I doubt they're I think that's probably how it'll be. There'll be a transition. They're not just going to leave it empty. You know, it's not going to be moving boxes out of 10 Downing and then nothing happens.
So there's a big, I don't know why the news media is making a big deal out of this. Maybe it's is this credible journalism? The question of the day, speaking of England, the president's going to England and he's taking all of his children with him. Is there going to be a state dinner and will all of them attend? Do we care? The Queen is going to host a banquet for the president and his wife. Why would there be a question? Why would there be this interest? If Chelsea Clinton were going with the parents, she'd show up there. Why is there so much? Is it because these people in the family have inveigled themselves into the administration or into the public eye? And therefore, somebody's asking.
I don't think it's really a controversial question. I think that people just are curious about what the president and the queen is, what they're doing. I don't know. I think it's.
And are they? Are they going to go to the?
I don't know the answer to it, but I think it's interesting. There's been last time they were supposed to visit. You know, there were lots of protests from people, so I think it's interesting if they go and the queen hosts them for dinner. I think it's good if they're able to get along. So.
It would
be
good.
Good.
Why can't we all just get along? Yeah. In Venezuela, delegates for the Venezuelan government and opposition leader Juan Guaido meeting in Norway. Did I say in Venezuela? Scratch that. From Venezuela, these people are going to Norway trying to meet somehow face-to-face and figure out what the situation is. There has been a meeting already. Now the next one is in Oslo, focusing on solutions to the ongoing power struggle between Maduro and Guaido. Sounds like a wrestling match, doesn't it? In this corner is Maduro in the black trunks, and in the red trunks in the other corner is Guaido. Maybe they should have a wrestling match. Yeah, that's. I always thought that whenever world leaders disagree, let them fight it out. Why do we have to send soldiers over? Let them fight it out. There was a rally in Venezuela over the weekend. Guaido expressing doubts about the negotiations, saying, quote, if we have an end to the usurpation, that's a great word, isn't it? Maduro's usurping power, a transition government and free elections, it will have worked. If not, we will remain in the streets. So this is he's saying that because Maduro was reelected last year, remember? Some accused him of rigging the election. Really? His best friend is puking Putin. What? No, it wouldn't be just... Think it's just a coincidence? Huh? What do you think? He's been taught well, it would appear. So, what do we care? Do we care? I think the reason I would really care, I'd like to see the people get what they deserve. I don't want us to stick our nose in it, because I don't think we should be sticking our nose into a lot of... We're going to stick our nose into that, stick our nose into more place in the Middle East... And then we have more people who suffer, and that's what we talked about yesterday during Memorial Day. All of the trials and tribulations that people go through as a result of being involved in wars that really are not. Wow, there's a really trying to remember what I saw, where it was last night. My dad was really sleepy last night, and I fell asleep on the couch, but I woke up once during a sort of a review of how the Vietnam War got started, and then a review of how the Iraq War got started, and how it was basically both of them. They were comparing the situations that existed politically and how we needed to have a scapegoat. We needed to have somebody to go after, and they really concocted schemes, they being leaders in Washington, to get us involved in both the wars. It was a Memorial Day revisitation of how so many soldiers got hurt and killed, and it's pretty disgusting. Actually, when you get right down to brass tacks, pretty disgusting, pretty damning about the leadership both during the beginning of the Iraq War and back to Vietnam. Really disgusting. All right, so if you've got disgusting teeth, how do you like this? It's the Segway Serenade on the DJB program, from disgusting political things to disgusting teeth. If you have yellow, ugly, really rotten-looking teeth, here's a way to fix, in just 5 minutes, the problem of the whiteness of your teeth and the smile. It's a product called Power Swabs. Power Swabs will work to whiten your teeth. In 5 minutes, you can get two shades whiter. 5 minutes, all it takes. You apply it. So you just kind of snap the tube, lift off the, take the little Q-tip out, put it on your teeth, caps, crowns, veneers, doesn't make a difference. Not any sensitivity connected to it. Certainly not the way you've used those trays. What a pain in the neck that stuff is. After using Power Swabs once, I was amazed at how my teeth looked. And you'll be amazed at how your teeth look. Let's have you crack a smile you can be proud of with Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797 right now. Use the code DJV. Buy Power Swabs at half price. Whiten up your teeth. Come on. Not get it in stores or online. Call now. Get them Power Swabs. Get them at 800-208-1797.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The 24 at the hour here on the DJV program. Jen Jen, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you with Elton. That's not him.
Nope.
I can tell the difference in the voice. But he sounds good. Movie's out this week.
Young Elton.
Yeah, right. Yep. So this is the week for that movie, Rocket Man. Elton John has written an article for The Guardian detailing the making of this movie. In it, he reveals that he fought hard for the film's R rating. Some of the studios wanted to tone down the sex and drugs so the film would get a PG-13 rating. But I haven't led a PG-13 life. I didn't want a film packed with drugs and sex, but equally, everyone knows I had a lot of both during the 70s and 80s, so there didn't seem to be much point in making a movie that implied that after every gig I'd quietly go back to my hotel room with only a glass of warm milk and Gideon's Bible. It's just a sense of humor about it anyway. He also writes that some of the studios were not sold on the movie's more surreal elements, hoping instead for a more traditional story. He said some of the studios wanted us to lose the fantasy element, make a more straightforward biopic, but that was missing the point. I lived in my own head a lot as a kid. When my career took off, it took off in a way that almost didn't seem real to me. I was not an overnight success by any means, but when it happened, it went off like a missile. There's a moment in Rocket Man when I'm playing on stage at the Troubadour Club in L.A., everything in the room starts levitating, me included, and honestly, that's what it felt like. So, that's the story. Elton telling his own story about the movie Rocket Man, which opens up on the 31st, which is Thursday. Those of you looking forward to it. I don't know that I need to know a lot about the sex and drugs, but I do guess sex, drugs, rock and roll go together, some say. So.
Well, after he married a woman, I think we need to see the transition that he made
right,
to realizing he was gay.
And figure out what she was thinking.
Oh, yeah. Their wedding picture alone says it all.
Yeah. That'll be part of the story for sure. Next up, musically speaking, news from Taylor Swift. She's in her 30th year. Next birthday is December. She was named one of Time's 100 most influential people this year and has reigned in pop music for, what, the past 10 years or so. But she's, I guess she'd be considered a woman of a certain age. That means even in this year, apparently people must know if she's going to have children to settle down. They keep asking the same question. An interviewer in Germany asked her during her promotional tour for the single Me, which is playing in the background, if she was at a kind of turning point in her life. Would you like to be a mother someday? Would you like to have children? And Taylor Swift found the question sexist. She said, quote, I really don't think men are asked that question when they turn 30, so I'm not going to answer it either.
Good for her.
She wrote in an essay for Elle called 30 Things I Learned Before I Turned 30 that with age comes even more sexism for women. She says, she wrote, quote, I've learned that society is constantly sending very loud messages to women that exhibiting the physical signs of aging is the worst thing that can happen to us. These messages tell women that we aren't allowed to age. It's an impossible standard to meet, I guess that's for sure. So, Taylor, I'm glad she shut it down
because she's totally right. She's completely right. No one ever asked that question to men. No.
No. Nobody ever asked me that question. You can ask me that, ladies, if you like. 28 past the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Have you tried Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil yet? No? Why not? Why are you still sitting around feeling achy? Just this week, listener Guy wrote in to tell me how much Joint Formula 14 has helped relieve his stiff hips and his hands. Roberto took it and used it on his knee after knee replacement. It's helping Jane recover from those old injury aches that she's had since her college athletic days. Do like so many other DJV listeners have done and go to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Get the details, our special offer, free shipping only for the month of May and only for DJV listeners. There's a money back guarantee, so you'll feel the ache relief or you'll get your money back. Don't keep putting up with those terrible aches and pains. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil at achefree.live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Unable to make the traditional services at Arlington National Cemetery because of his trip to Japan, President Trump did speak to sailors and Marines on board the USS Wasp on Memorial Day.
Together you are advancing freedom on the high seas, shielding our nation from dangerous weapons, and preserving the peace that generations of valiant American warriors gave their lives to secure.
Vice President Mike Pence did speak at Arlington National Cemetery yesterday morning. Two victims are dead after a knife-wielding man went on a stabbing spree at a bus stop in Japan, and more than a dozen people are injured. The suspect stabbed himself in the neck and later died. His motive isn't known. Rescue crews searching for people who may be trapped after a big twister strikes Dayton, Ohio overnight. Some injuries have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Four at the hour. Television news coming up. The Bachelorette. What about it? What about it? A lot of things going on in an ancillary fashion. Sports world, a lot of things going on there. Today is Amnesty International Day. So those of us on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. I don't know if celebration's the right word for this. This is a non-governmental organization, Amnesty International. They focus on the protection of human rights around the world, fighting for justice for those whose rights have been violated. And believe me, there are tens of millions of people who don't. We think we hear a lot about rights and that sort of thing in our country. You don't have a clue as to what goes on in Africa and in Asia. And we talk about it a little bit sometimes.
South America isn't exempt either.
No, that's true. Yeah. We talk about what happens to people who are captured and brought here as sex slaves. or as workers. Those things do still go on here. But there are other things, political prisoners in countries, a lot of issues, rights of freedom and speech and all that stuff. But, you know, that's on one side. The right not to be tortured is something that goes on. Torturing goes on a lot in various parts of the world we don't have any connection to. Other recent concerns of Amnesty International, abolishing the death penalty, reproductive rights, defending refugees and migrants. How involved are the people from Amnesty International? What's going on at the border? I must say I don't know. Are they there? Are they checking on the families and that sort of thing that are being separated?
I think Amnesty USA, I've done a lot of work with Amnesty. Amnesty USA is based in D.C., and they obviously have, you know, they monitor all types of situations like that.
Yeah.
But I think that the international, Amnesty International branch has a lot more things that they're dealing with right now. They've been very instrumental in, remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about the Sultan of Brunei?
Yes.
Enacting that Sharia law that if you're gay, you'd be stoned to death. And it,
yep.
So Amnesty International kind of swoops in on those types of issues,
right.
And really puts a public spotlight on it, which is kind of the best thing you can do.
And who would
and
do it,
worked,
it if they
and
didn't?
They pulled it back.
Yeah.
Well, there are some other groups that are not as large as Amnesty International. Witness is a really, that's a great organization.
I don't
know
that organization, really.
It has some, I don't want to say celebrity backing, but Peter Gabriel has been very instrumental. He's one of the founders of Witness. So there are a lot of other groups out there that are kind of based in Europe.
All right, Victoria, what's your lead story for this half hour?
Well, besides Amnesty International Day, today is also National Hamburger Day. And so I don't know if you guys have been seeing this. I know Doug and I don't eat meat, but there have been all these warnings about how if you cook a hamburger at home, that people are getting really sick and it can kill you if you don't cook it properly. So everyone's saying, make sure you have a digital meat thermometer and that all of your burgers from the internal temperature always reaches 160 degrees to be safe. So that's
ground meat is the most dangerous.
Exactly.
I wondered what it is about somebody that wants a raw piece of steak or a raw hamburger. What are you, some kind of animal? I mean, we are animals.
I don't know.
They're like fine diners. I'm a cook it until you can't cook it no more kind of person.
Yeah,
like, I like it really well done.
Yeah.
Right.
No matter what it is. You can't trust, never mind hamburger, Victoria. Chicken you can't trust?
Well, obviously chicken and poultry needs to be fully, fully cooked.
Yeah,
but there
pork.
Is a little leeway with, and pork as well, but there is a little leeway that people take with burgers, with beef. So, and that's where the warnings really are coming in. And essentially, it's unless the safest thing to do, and it's obviously the most expensive, but if you go to your butcher and you pick a steak out and then have them grind it for you and that's your hamburger meat, that's the safest thing to do. But that's not the real world that we live in. And so people buy packages of meat, and you have no idea how many cows and where they come from are all meshed into one burger. And that's what they're saying is that's part of the problem. All the factory farming, and some cows are even sick before they are slaughtered, and it's a whole mess. So just make sure you cook your burgers to 160 degrees. And
so
on the go ahead.
Here's a listener warning. As you know, I'm from the farm. I do a podcast every week called The American Family Farmer. You can get it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. One of the things we do talk about is what happens to cows, because people want to know where does the meat come from. And I don't know how many times, I'm sure, whether Victoria's heard me tell the story. Jennifer, you've heard me tell this story before about the Farmers Live Action Market Exchange called FLAME, which is what I grew up with here in my area of Massachusetts, where farmers send old cows, sick cows, cows. It's a one-way auction. You go in, and what comes out is going to a slaughterhouse and going to be meat. And most of there are three buyers who are there most of the time, and they're buying for the packing houses or McDonald's, Wendy's, or Burger King. And I will never, ever forget. It was in the 1990s, because I remember bringing the woman that I was with in my life at the time. She was in California, but she came here to visit, and for whatever the reason, I took her to the auction. I don't remember what the circumstances were.
You know how to
but
plan
I remember,
a romantic date.
Yeah, it was very romantic. I remember going into the facility, and seeing a cow who had, this poor old cow, had worms coming out of her. Just the most horrible, poor thing. And remember, some of the farmers don't do a great job taking care of the animals once they get sick. So this, you know, then they try to get whatever they can out of it for the value of the meat because they need the income. So I remember seeing this animal and went up on the auction block, and the guy who bought for McDonald's bought this cow. And I never will forget that. From that, even then I didn't eat meat. But I remember telling the story and how many people at the time were grossed out by me telling the story on the air. And I tell you again because that's what you're getting when you go to these places. And although there is a crackdown, the USDA has cracked down on these animals, and what's going through the one-way auctions isn't as bad as it used to be. But there's plenty of stuff that goes through there.
Yeah, but the problem is then it goes to dog food. Then it all that stuff with worms and everything else. You have to be careful what you feed your dog, too.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so the second half of National Bourbon Day, since we've ruined everyone's appetite, there's a national survey of everyone's favorite burger joints. And this year, I think for the first time, Five Guys was picked as the top pick by everyone.
They're
who
all over the place now.
Yeah, and In-N-Out Burger came in second place. And Wendy's is actually tied for second place with In-N-Out Burger, then McDonald's, and then Burger King. So there's the list of popular burgers.
My son told me that the Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it had good burgers.
It's like a hipster mecca, though, isn't it?
Shake Shack?
Is it?
Yeah.
Not around D.C., it's not.
Really?
It's just all tourists in D.C.
The only one I know of that I've ever seen is the one that's at the mall, this Century City Mall has one.
Yeah, they've got a couple around D.C., and they're normally packed. They've got one on the wharf, which is like the new, really nice built-up area on the water in D.C., and I went there a few weeks ago, and luckily I got there about 5 minutes before apparently the rest of D.C. did, but it was a mess. But I'm just surprised that Wendy's came in second. Maybe it's just me. I've always been turned off by the idea of a square burger. I don't know why. But
like a square piece of fish. What kind of fish is square?
For some reason, it seems less natural than a round burger when you have to shape it into a very specific square pattern. Yeah. But
it's out of a machine.
Know. Yeah.
My friend, a machine. Mm-hmm. Sports news. The passing of Bill Buckner needs to be noted. 69 years old, had body dementia, where your brain is okay, but your body can't work. Doesn't do it, and nobody knows really kind of what happened, although I think he got bopped off the head a few times when he was playing. He was very popular in Boston, even though he was responsible for the Red Sox losing the World Series. I think it was 69, somewhere in the 60s. You remember he was the one, some people, none of you probably remember it, he was the one who was, I think, his shortstop. Let the ball go through his legs.
Lewis was trying to tell me about this last night. I sort of just blacked out. I didn't care.
But then
he showed me video footage, and I get it. And that's a horrible legacy to have, to be the guy who lets the ball go through your legs.
Yeah, it was not. But he's still very much loved. 4 years after the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team lifted its record third World Cup trophy, Americans entering the contest this year as the odds-on favorite again. They're going to have to outlast the deepest and most talented World Cup field in women's soccer history. Apparently, it's become a big thing all around the world. You following women's soccer, any of you?
Women's World Cup. Well, a lot of Americans actually tune in for that, which has been part of, and they get very high ratings on TV. So that's been part of their argument for being paid equally, because the women's national soccer team gets a lot more attention than the men's team.
Mm-hmm.
So they're much better.
And they're much better, and
they
deserve more attention.
They won the last World Cup, and more people watch that than the men's World Cup.
Yeah. So.
So, hockey finals, St. Louis Blues in Boston for the Stanley Cup finals. Not just the players and coaches, but their family members and the team's front office employees as a reward for their hard work this season. The president and CEO, Chris Zimmerman, said creating a successful team on and off the ice is a monumental task. We ask a lot of our staff to deliver the best possible experience in every part of our business. Our decision to bring both our core business team and the players' wives and their families recognizes both the sacrifices and commitment, we ask, of our entire Blues family to reach the Stanley Cup Finals. The Blues employees took to the skies last night, celebrated with an Instagram post. The gesture was appreciated by the team's surprised staffers. So this is the first time they've been in the Stanley Cup Finals since 1970. Mm-hmm. And at that time, the Bruins beat them.
Well, the Bruins beat them last night, too, so they flew all that way to watch their team lose.
But at least they got to see it.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. All right, so what else? I was looking at another concussion story. I don't know if I want to tell that or not. This isn't from football. It's from baseball. Fellow got bopped on the head a number of times. That's what happened sort of to Bruckner. But then there is a couple of people have had Huntington's disease. This is getting hit in the head with a ball. You know, you don't think about it being as dangerous playing baseball as it is playing football. But a lot of people have had some serious injuries, and I guess the go back here is the business about Bruckner. But you know, it's just something that's being reported on that I saw that attracted my attention. In the world of television, Chrissy Teigen is going to star as Judge Judy. Or she's going to—it's not really Judge Judy, but it's the same kind of a show. It's called Chrissy's Court.
Mm. How upcoming. Annoying.
What? See, I think this sounds fun.
I can't stand her. There's something so obnoxious about her. I don't know what it is.
People either love her.
I don't know. I know people love her. I know. Yes,
I used to really, be annoyed by her, but then I started following her on Twitter, and I kind of feel like I get her more now, so I actually think she's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how much of a job, like, what she actually does on the show. I get annoyed by her on Lip Sync Battle because she doesn't have a purpose. She just stands in the corner and kind of dances awkwardly and, like, screams, which I don't really understand the purpose of on the TV show. But, I don't know, this might be kind of fun.
I don't even know. I know the name, but I don't know why she became famous in the first place.
She's a model.
She's a model.
Yeah, she was on Sports
Married
Illustrated,
to John Legend.
Now she's married to John Legend.
She was famous
before she married him.
Okay, got it. All right, Jennifer, you're famous for lots of reasons, including the daily upgrade or update, maybe as an upgrade too, with the summer schedule now almost in full swing. What's up tonight?
Yeah, not too bad of a night. The reality show Chrisley Knows Best, it's been on forever, is coming back to USA at 10 o'clock. That's the season premiere. Also tonight on the Travel Channel at 10 o'clock, America Unearthed, the season premiere. They'll be investigating Vikings in the desert. What? That's according to a forensic geologist, Scott Walter. He has a theory that there were Vikings in the desert. He goes to Arizona in a revival of America Unearthed. So you can check that out on Travel Channel. Tonight on TNT, the season premiere of Animal Kingdom. The Cody family is back with their dominating mother. That is played by Ellen Barkin. That's season 4 of that show on TNT, so you can check that out.
That's a tough show.
Yeah, big news on the networks tonight is a premiere of a show called Songland. I don't know if you guys have heard about this.
Oh, but yeah. If
you think you can write music, well, maybe you have a chance to be famous. There's a team of songwriters, Sean McNally, Esther Dean, and Ryan Tedder, who are producers of the biggest hits in music today. They're going to be judging wannabe songwriters. And then the twist is that Charlie Puth is tonight's guy, but John Legend, the Jonas Brothers, whoever wins each episode will actually get to write a song for those artists. So kind of a cool competition show on NBC. That's tonight at 10 o'clock, and that's the series premiere.
Game of Thrones. Everybody still watching that?
It's not on anymore.
That's over. Yeah.
Well, I saw an episode last night on HBO.
Oh, boy.
10 before the hour.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Three half the hour on the DJB program. It's Tech Talk time with Victoria Keelan bringing us up to date on a couple of important items. Those of you who are Android users, you may be interested in what Best Buy has just done on your order for, or the pre-order for your Samsung Galaxy Fold phone.
Yes, this is the saga that seems to never end. Fold is the, you've probably seen images on TV and all over the internet. It's when you look at it from the front, it's 4.6 inches wide. It's a smartphone, but then it opens up into a 7.5-inch tablet. So it's kind of a genius idea, and people have been talking about the folding Samsung Galaxy for a while now. However, they just can't seem to get it right, and so Best Buy has had to cancel all of the pre-orders for the Fold, and this is a $2,000 phone, and now Samsung has not said, this might break the record as the most expensive. Samsung, they don't know yet when this is going to ship, and so Best Buy wrote an email to all of their customers who had pre-ordered this, so if you have pre-ordered it, look, check your inbox. They said that Samsung continues to make progress in enhancing the Galaxy Fold, but a new release date has not been announced, and because of this, we want to let you know we're canceling all current pre-orders. However, Best Buy also included a $100 savings code for future purchases, so if you have to cancel your order now, when it does come around, you'll at least get $100 off, so that's one little silver lining. Samsung acknowledged that the phone still needs further improvements, and some early reviewers experienced all kinds of, they loved the idea of it, but a lot of the tech experts found that they had defective hinges, broken screens, and things like that, and so obviously for a $2,000 phone, you just cannot have you can't have things like the hinges not working.
So you pay $2,000 for a phone?
Oh, people will. People, you know, that's, yeah, I wouldn't.
Is it a status symbol?
Some tech enthusiasts are just like that. They just need the latest and best of everything.
Really?
Right. Yeah, it's people the same way people are with cars.
Sounds like something Uri Geller would do with a phone.
Bend it. Yeah, exactly.
Bend it. Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, Viacom's Pluto TV offering free streaming for cord cutters. Let's figure that one out.
The Geek Out.
If cord cutting's your thing and you're looking for a completely free option, you may want to give a minute to Pluto TV. It's owned by Viacom, and it's a streaming service that puts out a pretty wide variety of content 100% free. Now, when I say free, it does run commercials, as many as four in a row, and they can appear at weird times interrupting what you're watching. But again, it's free. Now, Pluto TV has movies, news, sports, some live, some on demand, over 100 channels, but like any cord cutting option, you need to decide if what it offers meets your needs. But hey, it's free, so it's at least worth checking out, and you can find it at Pluto.tv.
Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
All right, next up on the Tech Talk segment is the update on the hacking situation in Baltimore. We have the Russians attacking Baltimore now, it looks like, right?
Well, it's a key component of malware that was used by hackers to disrupt several U.S. cities, Baltimore being probably the most high profile. It turns out that was developed by our own NSA, the National Security Agency. Mm. Yeah, and here's the best part. They lost control of it in 2017. It's this part of malware is called Eternal Blue. And so hackers across the globe in Russia and China, North Korea especially, they have used this against us. They have affected hospitals, airports, shipping operators, ATMs, factories. It's been kind of a mess. And so Baltimore, I guess it's 3 weeks ago now, people who work in Baltimore for the city, they went into work and found that there was a message demanding $100,000 on their screen, which was locked. And the city of Baltimore has not paid anything yet.
Pretty much every screen,
and that if you're a city worker in Baltimore, they managed to lock out. I think it was almost all of the.
Yeah, but they want $100,000 a screen. They want $100,000 a screen.
Well, they can demand anything they want. The city of Baltimore has not paid anything, and yet 3 weeks later, they're still affected by this. So they've been able to work around it in some cases, but, you know, the computers were just totally frozen. Water bills, health alerts, real estate sales, all this stuff was affected by it.
Good God, that's a mess. Hunga bunga. 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.